next on American Restoration.
Kind of an old school game we got.
It's a hockey game, man. This thing's awesome.
Did you want to be a hockey player at one point in your life?
I think every Canadian does, and if not, they deport you. So
this was a slot machine, and it was made so that you could gamble when it was illegal.
Does it work now?
So while we're building the legs, what are you going to be doing?
Supervising you. She don't mess it up.
If they f*** up this project, I'm going to kick their ass.
I'm Rick Dale. And at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, kind of an old school game we got. Yeah, it's a hockey game, man. This thing's awesome. This is Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
This thing's cool. Where'd you get this?
It's actually my wife's father's game. He got it for Christmas when he was 6 years old in 1953.
Wow.
They played it all the time. If they could choose between eating dinner and playing the game, they'd play the game. And I figured I would see if I could get it restored for my wife.
Way cool.
What year do you think it is?
It's stamped on the bottom, December of 53.
Sure is.
And I don't know if I've ever seen a table hockey game older than this.
Kind of like a pinball feel to it, right? It's kind
yeah.
of like a pinball.
Yeah.
Except what's cool about it is you play two players fighting against each other to see who wins. It's definitely Canadian because of this right here. This little square head, that's
Canadian.
Is that called a Robertson? Mm-hmm.
That's a Robertson?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm a Canadian.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Canadian born and raised, so is my wife, and moved here to Vegas for work, so.
He's a hypnotist.
Really?
I'm a hypnotist. I perform six nights a week in Las Vegas.
So you can, like, look at people and take the watch.
Make them do ridiculous things, yeah.
Did you want to be a hockey player at one point in your life?
I think every Canadian does, and if not, they deport you. So, so I played hockey my whole life.
You want to get it restored, what do you see?
What I'm looking for is to get it in almost new condition, where my wife and I can play with our kids. Is it possible to get some type of legs or a stand so that when we sit at a chair, it's at the right height?
Yeah, we'll do that. So to get all that done, I'm saying between $1,300 and $1,500 to do the whole piece.
$500.
I thought about it.
Pretty magical right there.
My wife would be ecstatic to see her father's game. I'm in. Let's do it.
Okay, cool. Awesome, awesome.
It's
awesome
all about shit. The memory.
And I can't wait to come back and pick it up and show you guys how a Canadian plays table hockey.
Awesome. What's up, Kyle?
How you doing?
Let's get this thing torn down.
This is going to be one of the easiest teardowns I've done.
Well, those are the second funniest looking nuts I've seen all day.
Boom!
Boom!
Boom, look at that.
Are these savable?
Yep.
What about these?
Yep.
So we're good?
Yep.
Are you just saying yep to shut me up?
Yep.
Thanks, man.
All right, thank you. Yep.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
This is Eric. He said he talked to you on the phone.
Yep. How are you doing, Eric?
How you doing, sir?
Nice to meet you in person.
Nice to meet you. Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking for something for your game room, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I've actually been out here kind of finding some stuff, so we'll go take a look.
Can I go back to work?
No working. Come do what I do. Have some fun.
Sounds better.
All right, so I got some stuff set up over here for you. These are things that I came up with. This was a slot machine, probably 20s era, and it was made so that you could kind of gamble when it was illegal. So you put your penny in, press it down, the reel spin, and then whatever your poker hand comes up, look to see what you got, you would get paid in cigars. So if there wasn't Johnny Law running around inside there, they would sell the cigars back.
Very interesting.
It's amazing how creative people can get when they want to bend the law but not break it.
I definitely like the gambling thing, especially coming from Vegas.
Right, okay. Then we have this. Now this is a kind of a candy machine, probably from the 80s. Most of the candy machines we do are very, very tall, self-standing. This, you would have on the counter. You could probably actually mount it to a wall if you wanted to. People really love these because it's candy. You know, whether you have kids or not, it's candy all the time. So it's small, then it can hold any mini-sized candy bar that you wanted.
We could make it any color you wanted, if you wanted it red or blue or to match your room. Or even if you want a patina, we could make it look old.
Plus, it's like a piggy bank. You have buddies come over, they get put a quarter in, there you go. Making some money.
Revenue.
Making money,
yeah. It costs you a dollar for the candy bar, then you sell it for a quarter. That's how Ron wins.
Nice.
I do like it. It's an interesting piece. I haven't seen it before.
All right, so what do you think?
I think I like the cigar slot machine.
All right.
That's a cool one.
Does it work now?
No. It needs to be completely done.
Okay, so I'm definitely interested in this piece. Now, I guess we got to talk the price.
Remember, you're actually buying this badass little item and getting it restored. So it's going to be right at $6,500 to do.
Okay. Okay, I can't pass it up, right? You got a deal.
Very nice, sir.
They have promised me that they can get it all in back in working condition, and my expectations are very high.
Okay, we're gonna go into my special place.
Uh-oh.
This is our humidor.
It's like a buffet for cigars.
You gotta look like a ping pong player, damn it.
That's what I'm saying.
Hell no.
Must be a bowling.
Clean on gut. Boy, you touched my head again.
Pretty cool, huh?
There we go. There it be.
We're restoring a cigar slot machine that we sold out of the Boneyard, and we got to get this thing working perfect for the customer.
I'm going to take this stuff inside.
Hurry up.
So I called up my friend Mike, who's an expert at antique coin-op machines, to come check it out.
This is a Cayley poker machine. In 1902, they came out with this model, and they called it the Good Luck. And then they made them up into the mid-teens. The later models, Cayley put a horseshoe on there. And it said good luck on the horseshoe. And this is the little earlier model with the small decal. This is before the horseshoe.
I thought it was old, but I didn't know it was that old.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool machine.
It's really cool. Is it rare?
In this condition, this is rare.
Oh, so really?
These reel strips are incredible. Anyone I've seen, the cards were torn, you know, or coming off and missing.
We don't want to replace those.
No.
Same being the rarity of it, just leave them, just like
leave
that.
Leave this alone.
The mech isn't working like it's supposed to.
Yeah, I'd have to mount it on a base, hook up a couple springs. I think there's two springs.
Okay, so now you get that back, it's basically ready to go?
And hopefully it'll be working.
Yeah, hopefully indeed.
Okay, bud, thank you very much. You're the best.
Anytime. Thanks, Rick.
You bet.
So here's the deal. I need you to make fold-up legs, and then they're like chair height. We're restoring a 1953 hockey table game, and the customer wanted folding legs so he could play it anywhere with his family. Cowboy should be able to handle making these.
Just make them out of 1x2 birch.
You're in charge. I don't care how you get it done, as long as it's done right and it's the height of a chair.
I'll take care of it.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
You heard, Junior, I'm in charge. Welcome to the Delegation Nation. This is gonna be fun. Hey, Wonder Twins. We got us a new project right now. Move this crap. We got this old hockey game, and we're gonna put some legs on it that fold up into it. We want this thing flat when it's done. When it folds up, we don't wanna see the legs.
So while we're building the legs, what are you gonna be doing?
Supervising you. She don't mess it up.
If they fuck up this project, I'm gonna kick their ass.
Remember on the ping pong table how they've got them?
Do I look like a ping pong player, damn it?
That's what I'm saying.
Hell no.
Must be a bowling.
Clean on gut. Boy, you touch my head again, I'm gonna give you a wood enema.
Who in the hell made Cowboy a supervisor? He's not even a people person.
Yeah. Hurry up. Did y'all forget to take your medication today?
Just blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right, we'll get it done.
Get it done. I'm gonna go get some lunch.
Never thought I would be shopping for cigars.
And with me.
I really want to take the cigar slot restoration to the next level. So I want to get some genuine hand-rolled cigars for the customer.
Rick loves cigars, so I'm just tagging along to see what all the hype's about.
Hey, we're going to go into my special place.
Uh-oh.
This is our humidor. We got to keep it in here because it's properly humidified.
It's like a buffet for cigars.
We got something really cool, which is called the Calibra. What do you think?
Wow.
This is all bent and weird.
I love it.
That's three cigars.
Huh.
There's a bunch of urban legends, the history on this cigar. And one of my favorites is that the rollers in Cuba were allowed to take one cigar home a day. So what they did is they took three little ones and twisted them up and tied them together and just like flashed it at the gate. Like I got one cigar, but they didn't. Because when you cut them, you were actually smoking three separate cigars.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, my husband Rick actually smokes cigars, and I've always wondered how they roll them.
Absolutely. I'll introduce you to Antonio, and he'll walk you through the whole process.
Yes.
Right. Let's do it.
All right.
Cigars are like my women. Spicy, sweet, awesome. Kelly, Ron, I want to introduce you to Antonio. This is the man.
Nice to meet you.
Antonio, nice to meet you. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
So what I do right now, I blend the cigar with three different leaves.
So this is the actual tobacco?
Exactly. This is the leaf.
Is he done already?
Badass.
How did you finish it already?
It's like magic. He's That's done. Awesome.
I caught it. We're calling out a base for the cigar.
Okay.
Feel it.
Both hands. You got to use
both hands. Not even going to go there, Kel.
It's not done yet.
So we can't light this and smoke it?
Well, no, this would be bad.
So now, I'm going to bring it to the press. I press in it for like 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours?
And then that's what they're coming.
And these are ready to go?
Ready to wrap.
Okay. Ready to wrap.
That's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wrap. The more important leaf in the cigar. Mm-hmm.
This is definitely an art.
You're an artist.
See? It's for you.
It's for me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, great. Now we have some cigars for the machine.
Yep.
And we learned from one of the best on how to do
Thank
it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Don Antonio.
Tyler told you how to build the legs as far as what needs to be done?
No, actually, Cowboy did.
Since when is Cowboy a supervisor?
When I picked this machine out, it was not in good condition at all.
Here we go. Holy cow! Wow! All right, so this is the hockey table, right? Tyler told you how to build the legs as far as what needs to be done?
Cowboy did.
Since when is Cowboy a supervisor?
Cowboy told you?
Yeah, Cowboy told me to build the legs inside the box.
Flat. So it's all contained?
All contained, yes.
I don't see any way that all this wood is going to fit inside with the mechanics and close up into one piece, right? It's too thick.
I told Tyler how I wanted the legs. Then he told Cowboy, and then Cowboy told the twins. And somewhere along the way, things got screwed up. And to make things even more confusing, I still can't tell the twins apart.
You now have a name tag.
Right? Sounds like what my
Stick
mother
Stick that
did.
On there. You guys don't take those off, because if I come in and talk to you...
All right.
BAC?
Yeah.
Rick, I know that name.
I'm sorry.
You find these humiliating?
Nah.
But tomorrow, let's switch name tags.
Okay.
Okay, so the part where the legs are inside, it's not going to work. It's not going to be the right height or anything. It needs to sit sort of on the lip of this, just down a ways to where it doesn't protrude these two holes.
Yeah, it looks like about a half an inch there.
Yeah. So you guys got this?
Yeah.
And never listen to Cowboy.
All right.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, I'm back here.
This is Eric for the cigar slot machine.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Eric. How you doing?
Good.
Come on. It's back here.
All right. When I was here last and I picked this machine out, it was not in good condition at all.
All right. Eric, what do you remember this cigar slot machine looking like?
Pretty beat up, pretty rough. Nothing really worked. No response from the levers.
So you ready to see it?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Holy cow. Wow.
This is unbelievable. I mean, it's exceptional. I mean, the detail. Wow.
So, I mean, when this piece came to the back, we didn't really know anything about it. So I actually had to have an expert come in here that does a lot of slot parts for us. And he happened to tell me that this piece is extremely rare. It dates all the way back to 1902. So you really picked a winner here. It's an amazing piece. So what Mike told me to do is nickel plate this. Because of the era, we wouldn't chrome it, we would nickel plate it. The handle here was brass, the legs were sort of yellow painted metal, and we nickel plated it because we wanted stuff to match.
It really brings it out. I mean, it pops the whole machine, it blends well with the wood.
Yeah. It doesn't have any stain on it. We basically sanded it out, fixed all the bad spots, and then cleared the whole piece because I wanted to keep it as original as possible.
Absolutely. Even got the label on there.
We matched it from what it was back in the day. But he told me the main thing was to never mess with those reels. It would have totally devalued it. So those are original. Okay, so on the back, when you unlock it, you basically pull it out. And this is where your money drops, down inside there.
Okay.
And as you can see...
There are some cigars in here.
There sure is.
You know,
those original.
Ron and I went to a cigar shop and had these rolled especially for you.
Thank you very much.
Ready to play it?
Absolutely.
See if she works. Let her rip. Good luck. Welcome to Vegas, baby.
Come on, winner, 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 winner.
Two pair.
Two pair?
Two pair.
Oh, man.
So that means it's costing me money already as a proprietor.
So where's the two pairs?
That's one pair. Keep going. We don't give half a cigar for half a win.
He's cheating already.
Whoa, I won. Yeah?
What? Three of a kind. Fine.
Winner, winner.
All right.
Cigar.
Good
job.
Awesome.
Good job.
All right.
Two cigars.
You're the proprietor that doesn't want to give up the cigars.
You're dang right. And we're just playing. That hurt.
The machine looks great. Thank you for taking the time to make
do
the cigars
research.
And do all the research. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you. This machine definitely exceeded my expectations. It's better than I could have ever imagined.
Hey, Ron.
It's time to light these bad boys up.
I've been dying to try one of these stogies. A wise man once told me you can never have enough dirty habits.
I'd like the big fat one, please. Thank you.
What's he doing with you, then?
I got the long, skinny one.
I have the tools.
You know, if my mom caught me doing this, she'd spank me, that's for sure.
Oh, that's sweet. That's good.
I am an amateur. Like the hat.
Are you okay over here?
Good. That's so good. Come on.
God, why do people do this?
You're not supposed to inhale.
So you ready for this?
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
She doesn't know anything about it, so it's a complete surprise.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
We're putting the final touches on a 1953 hockey game that had been seriously used and abused through the years. This game has a lot of sentimental value to the customers, so I hope it meets their expectations when they get here.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Mark and his wife, Joanna, are here for the item.
Hey, right. good to see you again.
Good to see you.
My wife, Joanna.
Joanna, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So you ready for this?
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
She doesn't know anything about it, so it's a complete surprise. She knows I'm getting something restored, so I can't wait.
Yeah, so you didn't tell her nothing?
No.
Okay, this would be a great surprise.
Great surprise.
So come on outside. Come on.
It's out here.
My husband is very good at surprising me. I'm quite easy to surprise, and he's always got something up his sleeves.
Okay. So I had something restored that belonged to your father.
I don't know.
No guesses?
I don't know. Okay. I was trying to think what it could be, and I am at a blank.
You ready?
All right, here we go.
Ready.
One, two, three.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. The hockey game that my dad had when he was a kid.
It looks brand new.
I can't believe it. We used to always go down into my grandmother's basement, and there wasn't a lot to do. And us kids, we'd always pull out the marble and then play hockey. That was really all we had to do in her little basement.
Oh, oh, wait till your dad sees it. He's going to lose his mind.
He's going to lose his marbles.
No, I was just excited that he was able to bring in something that meant so much to me and my childhood, and it just brought back so many wonderful memories.
Everything on it got detailed out. I mean, I just wanted it really cool looking.
It looks so much more vibrant and brighter and more detailed than I ever remember it being.
What we did is we took it all apart, and then we got down to the playing field itself. And if you remember, it was very, very faint. You could barely see anything, so we sanded it all off, and this wood grain started coming up. So put a little varnish on it to pull the grain out, and then Ted did all these graphics on here, and it paints over top, and then we clear on top of that. So that's what gives all this stuff a really shiny, pretty look. This here just says it all.
It is unbelievable.
You added these legs.
Yeah, we used to have to sit it either on the floor or on our little coffee table.
Okay. So now, basically the way it's set up, the legs will fold up, and you can put them in the closet or where, put them away, and the top you can put away. So it's two pieces, okay? Made it the exact same height as a chair. When you're sitting down, you can have fun and play, or you can stand, either one.
I like how you added the Monroe games.
And then, of course, it's made in Canada, so we put that on this side. Just give something to the legs to make it look like you would have bought it just like this.
I think the last time I played this was about 20 years ago.
Wow.
I mean, I never lost a game. I was pretty good. We got to...
As a kid, I grew up on table hockey games, and I don't think I ever lost, so maybe we should have a rubber match.
Yeah, I hear competition
coming. Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay.
Game on. Boy.
Oh. 1-1.
One, one.
Next goal wins.
Three.
It looks like
best out, of three. This is how it happened. It would go on hours and hours. Best out of five. Best out of...
Awesome. Oh, we had some good laughs when we were kids. My grandma would have loved it, and same with my dad. It's just neat to see where it's come and where it'll be going and all of the memories that are brought along with it.
Super happy. Well done.
Good. You like it?
Awesome.
All right.
Love it.
Wonderful. It's the best scene you guys play.
It felt like it was a hockey game. No, and it was very close to a fight breaking out. So.
All right, so let's go inside and maybe you can like hypnotize my guys to sort of listen a little bit more.
Well, I could increase productivity, but I do take 10%.
That's fine. That's fine, because I lost about 20 on that one.